Before I start my story with Mr. Big, I would like to draw a simple yet clear profile of such a mind-blowing character, Mr. Big. I am sure you've come across a Mr. Big at least once in your life. He walks in a room with his head stuck up. His big smile covers layers of confidence alternating with other layers of high self-esteem. He is known for his daring eye contact and can mesmerize you with a naughty gaze before you even mention your name to him. He has the air of a Jane Austen aristocratic hero, and his words, jokes, and stories will make your hand watch obsolete. Hold your horses, girl. Mr. Big's big ego is big enough to swallow you, your pride, and your dreams of a happily ever after ending with this charmer. Your slow-walking, slow-talking hero will walk you to the verge of insanity and will talk you into changing your car, your look, your house, your friends, and he might go as far as your mother, father, brothers, and sisters. He is ready to whip you with sarcasm, and nothing, absolutely nothing, will stop him but a knife in his heart or a plate in his face. Mr. Big will smash your big toe under his big foot, and your big love will be expelled in seconds out of his big heart. He will wear his big black suit, put on his big black sunglasses, get in his big black car, and leave you to suffer alone in a big black hole after he has made his big black exit.
I woke up on the wrong side of my bed, and I thought, is this real? Or is it all in my head? And I think nothing in this world can conceal this veil, confusion with everyone feels. I look down on these stories we tell, and I think, am I going to heaven or hell? And no wonder it's slightly aware, and I scream to the sky, is anyone there?
Back to me and my story with Mr. Big. We met. Chemistry was there, interest was there, and it was time to get a bit up close and personal. I got out of bed, brushed off my laziness, and jump-started my mind to prepare myself for the first real date with Mr. Big. We met, we sat, we ate, we talked, we laughed, and then we got really comfortable with the conversation. So I asked, "So, now that I've talked enough about me and my stories, tell me about the girls you sent home with a flea in their ear." Mr. Big, trying to adopt a humble tone, "Oh, they are so many. I have dated half of the girls in Egypt, and they are just not what I'm looking for. You see, I'm not looking for a perfect girl. I'm just looking for the perfect match." Me, trying not to look worried about my future. "And what went wrong, Mr. Big?" "Well, there was this girl who was perfectly attuned to me. She knew when to call, when to back off, when to listen, when to talk, but she had a temper issue. She could not control her temper when I lost mine." Thinking to myself, "You are lucky that I'm in a good mood today, or I would have introduced you to my temper problem." And then I managed to conjure a smile, and in a peaceful tone, I asked Mr. Big to continue. So Mr. Big said, "There was another girl who was such a party pooper. She was smart, very oriented, understood me, but she always managed to spoil our happy moments. She was so jealous of any girl I talked to. I know I flirt, and she knows I flirt, but I'm with her. Why does she feel jealous? Why does she let jealousy take over?" He really looked oblivious to the reasons of her jealousy. I almost sympathized with him. So I said, "Oh, it must be her insecurities taking over. Okay, enough about those poor, unfortunate girls. Tell me about the girls who said no, Mr. Big." "I don't understand." Me, trying to talk slower than usual. "You know, we all have had our share of rejection. So maybe you liked a girl. She was not interested, Or maybe you went out a few times, then she lost interest. You know, the same old story, happened to every one of us. Now the smile was struggling on my face. Mr. Big, none. I asked him, none what? So he said, no girl has ever said no to me. I was never turned down by a girl. No girl who knew me lost interest. As long as I'm interested, I will keep her interested. But if I lose interest, she might have a chance to lose interest too. But usually, she's too hooked up to break free. Now, I was really suffering. So I asked her, tell me then, what makes you think that no girl will say no to you? No, I'm not interested, or no, I lost interest. And I thought to myself, haha, I'm gonna nail him now. Mr. Big, I am very self-confident. I know who I am, who my family is. I have an impressive career, plus I am smart, witty, fun, and handsome. Mr. Big explained to me with a reassuring giggle. Began wondering, what have I gotten myself into? Okay, so I see your point. So Mr. Perfect, what are you looking for in your perfect match? He had this look of a little boy who's looking forward to the next visit to the candy store. He said, a girl with brains, who knows what she wants out of life, who has a life, who has a career, who has an opinion, who is responsible yet dependent on me, who is feminine but not vulnerable, who knows when to come close and when to give me space, who is fun, loving, caring, who's decent, respectable, and presentable, who's not clingy, insecure, or sticky, who is herself and is not fake. I smiled and I thought, the guy is not asking for much. Then I was summoned back to earth when he continued. This is not all, of course. This is the core, but there are other things that make the girl win or lose points. There's the family, the upbringing, the education, the hobbies, the interests, her choice of friends, her attitude in public, her social status. Then Mr. Big turned to me all of a sudden and asked me, and what about you? What are you looking for in a man? And that was the end of Mr. Big.
Hey, as long as we live like sheep, buying their lies so cheap, waking.